Now, I'm joined in the studio now by John and Vince from Cake, who are in town tonight at Mac Hall. I believe the show, I've been told, is sold out, which is a good thing, I imagine.
Yeah.
Welcome. I was talking off air with Vince because we've become phone friends. We've talked a couple times over the last little while on the phone when the most recent album came out, the covers and B-sides album, and then more recently when the date was announced. Welcome to Calgary.
Thanks. You're taller than I thought. You know, when I'm talking to people on the phone, I don't picture that they're going to be like a foot taller than I am. But,
saying that you sound short.
No, I sound like a short. It's a telephone. The telephone is a small thing. Yeah. You know, it's like
every time I always ask him, so now I'm going to get it out of you, John. I love when you do your concerts. Last time I saw him was in Toronto. An integral part of the concert is the
thing. Yeah, I think you mean vibra slap.
Is that what the actual official name is?
Yeah, it's a percussion instrument. It's actually descended from a 10,000-year-old instrument, which is the jawbone, the dried out jawbone of a large mammal with the teeth without gums, sort of vibrating. In the sockets, you know. I guess Vince already explained this to you.
No, we got the name before, but not the vibrant.
Yeah, it's actually descended from, you know, this badass, early hominid, percussion device made from the jawbone of probably some sort of,
yak.
Yak.
Would have been called an ass.
I'm thinking ass.
An ass bone.
So the teeth chattering together. So the part that would make the teeth vibrate together would be the ligaments around the jawbone, right?
Well, no. The teeth are just sort of in there bouncing around in the sockets without gums holding them in place.
Oh, and so the
whole thing is dried out.
Hitting each other.
And the teeth are the V-shaped... bone vibrates if you hit one of the ends of the V and holding it where the chin would be.
Yeah.
The vibration of that V shape with basically rattles all the teeth in their sockets. Teeth that used to have gums when the animal was alive and happy. And
I'm imagining vintage Terry Gilliam animation from the old Monty Python Flying Circus things with the teeth dancing
around. Like
that. Yeah, it's a sad thing for the yak.
But now they can recreate artificially.
Yeah, we've got an artificial yak jaw.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about the new album. The most recent, I should say. War Pigs, a rather timely remake of that song. What inspired that remake?
Well, I mean, we play music, you know, when we get together in the studio. And that was just a song that we were playing, years ago. And when we were in the studio, we just decided to record it, and we did nothing with it, and we didn't really even finish it. And then we revisited it a couple years ago and said, wow, this is pretty good. We did a pretty good rendition of this song and thought, well, maybe we should finish it. And so we did. And the timing seemed to be pretty okay in terms of, you know, the United States sort of policies in the Middle East. And so anyway, you know, there you go. And we play songs that we like, and you know, when they're by somebody else, we don't really think about what genre they are. We just, if we like that song, we'll play it, and if it sounds good when we play it, we'll think maybe, you know, we release it. But we don't, you know, make a policy of it or anything.
Sure. So in terms of politics, has the band become a little bit more political with the change in governments in the U.S.? Because I mean, you go back to earlier albums and not a lot of politics, more kind of fun, The Distance, Short Skirt, Long Jacket, that type of thing.
I think our music, I mean, as like maybe it's the band's primary songwriter. I mean, I think there's always been discontent and perhaps subversive type anger housed within some of those seemingly fun songs. Somebody said, I think it was like somebody a long time ago said that we're, you know, our music seemed really fun, but it was very hate filled, you know, and I think that's true. I think there's a flip side to the fun. So anyway, I think actually if you listen to that first album, Motorcade of Generosity, that actually we're going to re-release on our own label this fall. There's a lot of songs that seem like they're just sort of, wacky, that are actually really sort of, you know, pissed off, virulent, cancerous songs. Don't you think?
Yeah, and all the, some of the songs on face value, they look like they might be about a relationship, but you can sort of extrapolate, make the parallel to maybe something that's happening culturally, you know, like the end of a relationship could equal the end of the world or something like that.
Yeah, you know. Apocalyptic relationship songs.
Yeah. You have time to stick around for a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to play War Pigs, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more. Cake in studio and in town for a show tonight at Mack Hall. This is War Pigs. It's on X929.